Landry, with his background here, how much can a guy like Scott Tolzien especially help you out this week?
Oh, Scott's been a great asset, you know, not just this week, but every week. And he certainly has a familiarity, I think, with the personnel and the structure. And you know, I think that's also a bit of the nature of the NFL in today's age. That you've got so many, it's a transient league, so many guys coming and going that just about every week you're going to have a guy who spent time in a building or with the coordinator or with the coach. But Scott's been a great asset, you know, this whole year, and continues to be one this week.
Frustrating game against Kansas City, and you know, when you get hit as much as you did, I mean, do you feel like you're starting at square one sometimes with your offense and getting through a game like that?
No, you know, I think it is frustrating when you don't play well, and you know, certainly no one's pointing fingers. You know, I think we all feel as an offense that, you know, we didn't hold up our end of the bargain. I know I don't feel like I held up my end of, you know, sort of the bargain of being a quarterback for a team and giving us a chance to win. But you know, now we'll go back to the drawing board and go back out to practice and work on the mistakes and get ready to play a good Green Bay game. But certainly there's a bit of frustration, but Coach Pagano does a great job of channeling, I think, everybody's energy in a positive way and moving on.
How big of an asset is your running skill? I know Aaron Rodgers is number two on the team in rushing here. I know you are as well. Just how big of a deal is that in helping you guys move the ball and combating what defenses are trying to do to you?
Yeah, no, I think I remember Coach Jim Harbaugh at Stanford when I was there, you know, talking about if a quarterback can pick up a first down or two with his legs, you know, that's a huge asset, a huge boost for an offense during a game. So I've always taken that to heart. And I know Aaron's incredibly athletic. I've always admired, you know, watching him play and how he runs and throws it and does everything. But it's part of the game.
How have you had to kind of balance your health and staying fresh, not taking so many hits, with obviously the benefit of your legs and being able to pick up those first downs?
Yeah, I know it's a fine line, and I think situationally you have to understand in the first quarter, you may not take that hit that you would in the fourth quarter going for, you know, a first down. So it's a fine line.
I know you're not watching tape of the Packers offense, but Aaron has made some plays with his feet, especially last game running the ball. Andrew, do you notice what he does running the ball? Does he impress you that way at all?
Yeah, no, I've always admired Aaron. You know, as a football fan, you sit down and watch football, and, you know, whether I was in high school or college, or even now, which is a little bit less sitting down and watch a game, but I've always admired how he plays and, you know, what he can do extending games and also getting, you know, positive yards.
You and your offense have had some of the best deep balls I've seen, really, in the highlights, even this season. So what are the two or three things you need to have happen in order to connect on your deep passes with your offense?
Yeah, I think, one, it starts in practice, and having a productive run game, I think, is important with that. And gives the O-line a chance, I think, to really, you know, protect well, which they have done. So I think practice and running the ball well.
You getting more than you might have expected out of Frank Gore?
Oh, he's the best. He is. He's a great teammate. He works his butt off. So, you know, he certainly is defying father time, and he's a pleasure to play with.
Andrew, I know you're not where you'd like to be record-wise right now. How have you kind of handled the frustrations of the early part of your season here?
It's one, you handle it by moving on to the next week and fixing what you need to fix. You know, obviously, don't have a perfect record, and you know that's what everybody shoots for, and you know, that's the reality of it. And what can you do about it? You know, it's the next game, and that's all that matters.
What's made Hilton so productive for you?
Oh, he's an intelligent football player. He puts the time in the meeting room, on the practice field. He's obviously very athletic and has all the physical, you know, skills, and it's been fun. You know, we were both rookies together in 2012, so it's been fun to grow up in the NFL together.
How about Jack Doyle after losing Fleener in the offseason? What has he done to pick up that slack for you?
Yeah, no, he's stepped up, and you know, he's been such a steady Eddie for a long time for this team, and so it's great to see him, you know, maybe get the recognition and the sort of outside the locker room that he deserves, but you know, I think since day one, he's been a favorite of just about everybody in this building.
What have you seen from Green Bay's DBs, who seem to be about as beaten up as your guys have been?
Yeah, no, the Ball Hawk crew, they're really good safeties, some athletic, long cover guys. They do a nice job of making plays. And obviously, health is, I think, always an issue for every NFL team every year. But, you know, I think guys that can make plays.
Anything else,
Andrew? You guys have accomplished a lot during your career there, but you've battled some. I don't know. I guess I would use the word frustration. I don't know what word you'd use, but you've dealt with some downs now for a while. How do you manage to kind of get things turned around? Besides what you said about, you know, going back to work and day to day, how do you make sure that maybe the downs don't keep you down, and you kind of figure out a way to get going back to the way you guys had been earlier in your career?
Yeah. You know, winning obviously cures everything. And Coach Pagano's done a great job of making sure, you know, the attitude and the direction of this building is always Clinton in the right way. And you know, we know we have to hold up our end of the bargain. He certainly does on his side and everybody else. And, you know, we know we keep chipping away at it, and it'll turn.
Do you feel pressure to carry the load, so to speak, when your defense is struggling a bit? I mean, is it all kind of on you, and do you feel that?
No, not in that sense. I certainly put a lot of pressure on myself. I think like any professional player in any league does. But, you know, we're all in this together, all three units, special teams, defense, offense. And, you know, the games, you know, certain games, the offense, you know, we haven't held up our bargain. The defense has bailed us out, and it's been the other way. Some other games and special teams working together, so we know it all works together. But no extra pressure on anybody.